Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Well, the Auburn High School Lady Tigers took care of business over Smith Station, and now it's time for the varsity boys to do the same. Hello, everybody. Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Lady Tigers get a win 73-45, and we'll see what the boys are able to do over the Panthers of Smith Station here at home. This is an area matchup for the Tigers and the Panthers, where both of these squads come in off of a loss, so 0-1 in Area 4 play. Tigers are coming off the tough loss against Central on the road on Friday night. Smith Station coming off a loss at home against Opelika. And, you know, for this Auburn High team, I was able to talk with head coach Chris Brandt before the game a little bit. And, yeah, there was a sour taste in this Auburn High team's mouth when they walked out of Central's gym on Friday night and had to make the 45-minute drive home, because they feel that they didn't play their best basketball, right? And they were down a man in Trendon Maynor, who is expected to go tonight dressed out and out here shooting warm-ups, zero in blue and white. And so they feel like they didn't play their best ball. They weren't at 100% and just felt like they could have played much, much better. And if you look at that game, Antoine Daniels went toe-to-toe with Jacoby Hill. Reminder, he dropped 30 on this Auburn High team on Friday night, but Antoine Daniels had 25 of his own. I mean, he had his own, I mean, was able to respond, I should say, to what Jacoby Hill had. Difference was Hill had some help, and Auburn High just couldn't find a whole lot outside of 10 points from Carl Lindsay in the first half the other night. So Auburn's got to get going earlier. They've got to get in their offensive sets, and they've got to find open shooters. That's the thing we saw. A lot of individual basketball on Friday. Can Auburn get into a rhythm and share the rock? If you do that, I think you got a good chance to beat the Smith Station team tonight. They're 10-8 overall, 0-1 in area play. Your Auburn High Tigers are 17-6 overall, 0-1 in area for play. When we come back, starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. This is Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary, at Southern Union State Community College, visit suscc.edu today.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for for the Auburn Bank's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Smith Station Panthers wearing number 0. It's Cam Williams. Wearing number 1 is Carmelo Williams. So a couple of the Williams in the starting lineup for Smith Station. 0, Cam Williams. Number 1, Carmelo Williams. Wearing number 2 is Michael Edmond. 3 is Jaden Peabody. And number 11 is Rob Schaffler. Again, 0 Williams, 1 Williams, 2 Edmond, 3 Peabody, and 11 is Schaffler. And 4, your Auburn High School Tigers starting at guard, wearing number 3. He stands at 5'11". The senior, it's Joseph Hightower. Good to see this young man back in the starting lineup. A 6-foot junior wearing number 0 is Trendon Maynard. Also in the starting lineup tonight, a 6'7" sophomore. He'll be down low wearing number 32. It is Hampton Jordan. A 6'6" junior wearing a 200 pounds. He's a guard slash forward wearing number 1. It is Antoine Daniels. And wearing number 12, he's a 6'3" senior. He'll play guard and forward tonight for the Tigers. Wearing number 12, it is Tabari Allen. Again, your starters tonight for Auburn High School, 0, Trendon Maynard, 1, Antoine Daniels, 3, Joseph Hightower. They'll be the backcourt, Tabari Allen and Hampton Jordan. Tabari Allen wears number 12, and Hampton Jordan wears number 32. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School basketball. Tigers wearing their home whites tonight, but interesting jersey combination. We've got some pink mixed into our uniforms tonight. The Auburn across the chest and the numbers on front and back all in pink. We've got Tigers on the back where the nameplate would be, top and white. Top and bottoms are both white with the Auburn High A and the Tiger going through it as well. Antoine Daniels tips it up for Auburn High School. Out of bounds, it will be Smith Station basketball. They're wearing all black with a green, almost a dark turquoise or a sea coral green in the Smiths across the chest. The numbers are the same way with the same color trim down the side. So Smith Station moving right to left on your radio dial. Auburn High School will be moving left to right. It is into the paint now. They kick it to the corner. Guarded by Hampton Jordan. Still scoreless. Second possession of the ball game. 1 each now for Auburn and Smith Station. At the top, it's Jaden Peabody. They work it into the left-hand wing. Guarded heavily by Trendon Maynard. He gets a fingertip on it. Rolls out of bounds and forced out of bounds by Trendon Maynard. A turnover on the Panthers, and the Tigers take over. 30 seconds in to the opening quarter here of the varsity boys game. It is Auburn High School and Smith Station in Area 4 action. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. They get it down low to Hampton Jordan, who lays it in to get the Tigers started with the scoring. Good pass by Tabari Allen. That's what I talked about already. Tigers sharing the rock. It's 2-0 Auburn. Smith Station works it around the perimeter in the half court. They've got it at the top, guarded heavily by Antoine Daniels. They work it to their point guard, Carmelo Williams, who gets it to the right-hand side for Michael Edmond. And an offensive foul on Smith Station. They're going to call a push-off on Michael Edmond, wearing 2 in black. And the Tigers will take over. They're up 2-0, 1 minute in to the ballgame. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Hightower's got it in the corner. Tigers work it over to Trendon Maynard. He's on the free throw line extended. Tabari Allen in the free throw line works it out to Trendon Maynard. Now to Antoine Daniels. Wants a 3 right wing. No. And pulled down by the Panthers. And a foul's going to be called on Tabari Allen, who soared in for the rebound. He'll knock Carmelo Williams to the floor and get called for the foul. Just physically looking at this team, Smith Station, compared to your Auburn High Tigers. Tigers have a couple of inches at pretty much every position and probably 20 or 30 pounds at every position as well. So much bigger and you would think much stronger than the Smith Station team, but they've been aggressive early. They are here with the basketball. Kick out off the dribble penetration into the lane. Used an extra step to get in there. No travel call instead. It'll be a foul call on Antoine Daniels as Cam Williams went all sorts out of control, falling into the lane. It's going to get bailed out for it. 2-0 Auburn over Smith Station. 6:23 opening quarter. Panthers in the half court and inbounding left side underneath. Gets around Hampton Jordan. Layup won't fall. Tabari Allen rips it off the glass. Here come the Tigers now. Maynard ahead. Kicks to the corner. Hightower. Bounce pass to Jordan. Knocks a Panther over. No call. We play on. Allen. Pump fake. Pull up is good. Good to see Tabari Allen get on the board. He struggled in the game against Central, had just two in that first half. He did end up with nine on the game altogether. But good to see him on the board early. Tigers lead 4-0. 5:50 in the first quarter. Panthers have it now on the free throw line, extended on the right. It is Michael Edmond. He gets stuck in the corner by Daniels. Now it's in the corner back to Edmond, now deflected into his hands. He gets into the lane, kicked it out, knocked away by Hightower. Into the hands, now into the corner. Allen closes out on a three, but he knocks it down anyway. Does Cam Williams. A broken play for the Panthers turns into 3 points and a near steal by Smith Station. It's Jaden Peabody who knocks it into the bleachers right next to us. It'll stay Auburn High School basketball. Man, how often does that happen? Just a broken offensive set turns into some crazy bucket for the opponent. That's exactly what happened. As Auburn still up 4-3. They've got it in the half court now. Hightower kicks it to Daniels. Now it's Allen on the elbow. Bounce pass to Hampton Jordan. Too much traffic. Panthers looking to run now. They don't have numbers. Doesn't matter. All the way in. It took in. Swatted away by Antoine Daniels. The rebound comes out to the Panthers. That floater won't go. And Antoine Daniels puts his head down. Gets into the lane. He was knocked hard in the face. Goes sliding out of bounds. That'll be a foul on Carmelo Williams. Hope Antoine's okay. Pops right up. Seems to be okay. Took a shot to what appeared to be the upper chin on Carmelo from Carmelo Williams. And with that, Joseph Hightower is going to sub out. Carl Lindsey will sub in. Lindsey, in that game against Smith or against Central, had 10 total points, all of them coming in that first half. Tigers work it. Now it's Trendon Maynor, who throws a pass deflected right here near us. Don't worry, I made a play. I saved the equipment. Don't you worry. As the Tigers have it again, moving left to right on your radio dial, 4:45 in this first quarter. It's 4-3 Auburn on top of Smith Station. Skip pass for Lindsey. A lot of traffic on that side of the floor. Throws it down to Tabari Allen, who's left wide open, and he doubled his points. He's got four in the quarter. Tigers up by three. 4:30 in the first quarter. Kick on a broken play again to the corner. Now to the top. Fakes the three. Kicks to the right. That's a three ball. It's good. Rob Schaffler, his first shot attempt is a three, and he buried it from the right wing. Back and forth we go. We're tied up at six. Lindsey, a cross-court pass to Antoine Daniels. He'll slow it down. Smith Station, they're in a 2-3 extended zone. Defender steps away, now steps into him to force the 5 second. Jordan's got it at the elbow. They work it to the corner. Lindsey for three. Bang! Carl Lindsey knocks down his first three of the night, and the Tigers are back up by three with 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Auburn leads 9-6. Step back at the free throw line, cut off. Now to the right wing, knocked away by Hampton Jordan. Daniels ahead for Trendon Maynor, off the backboard, and the slam by Antoine Daniels. We've seen it before, and it happened again from Trendon Maynor to Antoine Daniels for the slam, and the Tigers are up by five. 3:20 in the first quarter. Baseline drive, the floater is good to kill the momentum as Cam Williams is up to five in this first quarter. Tabari Allen now gets into the lane, skips it to Lindsey, pump fake there, step back, cross court pass. Maynor wants the three, dribbles baseline, almost lost it, falling out of bounds, and he throws it away. The Panthers are off and running with 3 minutes in the first, all the way to the bucket and good in transition. It's Rob Schaffler, the big man who runs the floor and gets paid for it. He's got five, and Tigers up 11-10. Tigers work it to Carl Lindsey on the left wing. Deep three won't go. Tabari Allen gets the offensive board, and the putback won't go, but he was bumped on the way up in 12 and white. Again, Auburn has pink written in Tigers or in Auburn, and the numbers on front and back as Tabari Allen will step to the free throw line. And I thought that was in the act of shooting. They're going to say it was just on the floor. So with that, Auburn's going to get a couple of subs as Trendon Maynor subs out. Tabari Allen subs out. Hampton Jordan will sub out. Brings in Peyton Plott, Trey Ross, and Tyler Dixon. Those are three of the five. And Peyton Plott throws it away. Miscommunication with Carl Lindsey in the short corner. My goodness, what an exciting first quarter this has been. And we still got 2:43 left to play. 11-10. Auburn leads Smith Station here at home. And the ball's knocked into the backcourt. Smith Station picks it up. They're going to say it was deflected off of Carl Lindsay. 2:27 to play. Smith Station brings it back across the timeline now. At the point, drives on Carl Lindsay. He traveled. Yes, he did. Kicked it into the corner. Thank goodness, because he made it. Did Rob Schoffler. That's his shot. But it was a travel at the point by Cam Williams. And the Tigers will take the possession thanks to an unforced turnover. 11-10, Auburn leads. All 10 of those points by Smith Station have been by just two players. Skip pass, Daniels, corner three, yes! Antoine Daniels will knock it down, and the Tigers extend their lead to four with 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. High screen, now into the corner, picked up by Trey Ross. Skip pass to the top, thought about the three, guarded by Peyton Platt. Drives left on Peyton Platt, behind the back dribble, got away with a double dribble. Now it's on the right side for the Panthers, guarded by Peyton Platt with 1:45, and pulls it back out. Does Michael Edmond, and the Panthers will reset. 14-10, Auburn leads Smith Station. Ball's in the right corner. They throw it down low. Now into the paint. Goes up for the dunk. Can't quite get there, but lays it in regardless. Somehow Peyton Platt, all 5'7 of himself, find himself stuck down low. And the Tigers give up a bucket and another miscommunication on Auburn High. They throw it away. Panthers have it. Kick to the corner. Schoffler, three, no. And pulled down by Carl Lindsay. Here come the Tigers ahead now. It's Antoine Daniels in the corner. He'll step in. Two of three, no. Too strong as Tyler Dixon fights for the board. It won't go. And we're trading missed shots here on the campus of Auburn High School with a minute to play in this first quarter. And the Panthers will slow it down inside the blue and white A of Auburn. At the top, picks up his dribble. It's Michael Edmond. He'll look for the high screen and dump off. He does. He gets it to Cam Williams on the right side. They'll feed it down on the baseline, guarded by Carl Lindsay. Nearly thrown away at half court. Michael Edmond saves it with one hand. Now a high screen. He goes around, and an offensive foul. They are going to call it. They're going to call Josiah Harris on the offensive foul, and the Tigers will take over with 42 seconds in the first quarter, and we lead 14-12. Everybody catch your breath a little bit. I don't think we've stopped in this ballgame. 14-12. Auburn leads Smith Station in the varsity boys game with 37 seconds in the opening quarter. On the left side, Cash Reef is back in the ballgame, also back in the active rotation as Tyler Dixon can't knock that one down from the right wing. Good to see Cash Reef back in action, the junior for this Auburn High team. He's on the floor right now. Panthers get into the lane and bump from behind. Cam Williams draws the foul. Didn't quite see exactly who it was, and they're going to get 14. That is Tyler Dixon, the 6'4" senior for Auburn High School. A tall guard for this Auburn High team. He's a really good player, and when he gets the confidence, man, he's one of the best in the rotation. 15 seconds for the Panthers. They've got it on the free throw line, extended on the right side in front of the Auburn High bench. They hand it off to Cam Williams. He can't turn the corner. Peyton Plott's a lockdown. Now with six, knocked into the backcourt. Williams can't pick it up. Plott's going to let it roll. Should be an over the back, and it is. Good play by Cam Williams, who just sat there and let it roll and just kind of babied it until Peyton Plott forced him to touch it. And with 2:03, Tigers are going to have a chance to get one more shot off in this first quarter. Inbounding at the end of the Smith Station bench, it's Dixon to the free throw line, trying to feed it to Trey Ross, and that's what needed to be a shot right there by Tyler Dixon. Either way, 14-12. Tigers lead Smith Station. We head to the second quarter. You're listening to Auburn High School Basketball on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Well, the first 8 minutes were fun. Let's see if we can back it up here in the next 8 minutes as we start the second quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. It's the Tigers up 14-12 over the Panthers here at home on a Tuesday night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Tigers in the half court moving left to right. Carl Lindsay, a step back three, tried to bank it in, can't do so, and the Panthers are able to clear. Right to left come the Panthers. They ahead pass into the lane. Dumps it off on the low block, and it was swatted by Tabari Allen. The layup attempt is no good by Larry James, and the Tigers have it in transition. Allen for three. Allen for three. Tabari Allen having a huge game so far tonight. He had four in the first quarter. Give him three already in the second, and the Tigers are up by five. 7:13 to play. Smith Station looks to respond with a three. They can't, but a long offensive board comes down to Michael Edmond. He's guarded by Carl Lindsay at the top. Goes right hand. Travel didn't get called. Turnaround jumper from 8 feet. No, and pulled down by Cash Reef. And the Tigers fouled at the point. Was banged hard at the half-court line. Cash Reef pops back up. Seems to be okay. Kicks down to Allen. Now to Plott in the lane. Cross-court pass in the corner. That's a three. No, and pulled down by Smith Station. 6:40 to play in the second quarter. Tigers lead 17-12 over the Panthers. Now down on the low block on the left side. Damari Allen puts a lot of pressure on, knocked away out of bounds. They will say it is off of the Tigers. Carl Lindsay, Peyton Plott, Tyler Dixon will all sit down after solid minutes off the bench for the Tigers. Brings back Joseph Hightower, Antoine Daniels, and Trendon Maynard. They'll join Cash Reef and Tabari Allen as the five on the floor for the Tigers. Minute and a half in to the second quarter. Skip pass to the far corner right in front of the Auburn High bench in front of head coach Chris Brandt. Are the Panthers offensively? Bounce pass from the free throw line to the corner. Pump fake 19-foot jumper is smooth. Rob Schaffler, man, he can shoot. That was a heck of a play by him. 11 in black. And again, they're wearing like a green turquoise on the trim around the arms, around the legs, and the numbers and letters on their jersey. Sharp-looking uniforms from Smith Station tonight. Daniels is in the lane, works it out. Maynard, deep three. No, but he was fouled on the three-point attempt. So Trendon Maynard unable to knock it down from NBA range. He'll have a chance for three at the charity stripe to get him on the board for the first time tonight. 5:56 in the second quarter. Auburn's lead is three. It can make that more with three attempts for Trendon Maynard at the free throw line. First one, no good. First half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Second of three free throws for Trendon Maynard. He's able to get the second. And I'll have one more. I have in my notes about Trendon Maynard. Not afraid to pull up from anywhere. That's pretty much what he did right there at that left volleyball line. That was a good 25 feet that he let it fly and took the bump instead of the bucket. And he earns two out of three at the line. Auburn back up by five. They put on full court pressure off the made free throw. Bounce pass to the near side, now to the far side. Trapped right inside the half court in front of the scorer's table. And timeout called by Smith Station with 5:45 to play in the first half. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street or online at mountainhighoutfitters.com. A quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you all being with us on a Tuesday night here on 96.3 W. Lee, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. Tigers of Auburn High School in the varsity boys game leave Smith Station 19-14 after the varsity girls got a win 73-45 over Smith Station just a little bit ago. They moved to 2-0 in area play. Do the Lady Tigers and these two varsity boys squads fighting for their first area win on the season. So coming out of the timeout, Smith Station in the half court, right to left as we look at it. here on the campus of Auburn High School. Into the lane, at the elbow, and stolen. It's Trendon Maynard ahead now, has numbers, looks for Daniels and couldn't handle it, but he somehow corrals it and lays it in. Instead of a dunk, it'll be a lay-in for Antoine, who had 5 points in the first quarter, his first bucket in the second. Tigers up by seven, their biggest lead of the night. 5:15 for Smith Station to operate with in the half court. At the point now, guarded by Tabari Allen. Bounce pass on the back door, cut, and it's swatted away by Antoine Daniels, but somehow into the hands of a Smith Station Panther. Now out to Williams. Cam will swing it around. He'll find Edmond on the left wing. They throw it down. Nobody home on the baseline. Trying to feed Alex Wilson. He's tall down there, but not that tall. Panthers turn it over. We are under five to play in this second quarter. Auburn leads Smith Station 21-14 in Area 4 action. On a Tuesday night, Daniels is swarmed by a double team. He'll kick it. Cash Reeve, he wants a three, can't find it, and pulled down by Trendon Maynard on the weak side. Step back three for Tabari Allen, too strong off the back iron. Tipped out by Hightower into the hands of Daniels. He'll float it up from four. He grabs his own miss. Spin in the lane, throws it in to the basket. How about Antoine Daniels just fighting for the extra basket, or fighting for the extra shot, extra possession, if you will. 3 and 4 offensive rebounds for the Tigers right there, and it pays off as they have a 23-14 lead. They're up by 9, and now they force a turnover. Hightower gets pumped in transition. Doesn't matter. Ahead to the corner now, and a little too hot for Trendon Maynard, who was sliding into the corner and trying to catch and shoot all at the same time. Just couldn't quite do it. It's a turnover for Auburn High School. Go. 23-14. Auburn leads 4:07 in this second quarter. Tonight's game broadcast is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week. And for brunch on Sunday mornings, check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com as Hightower jumps the passing lane and lays it in for two as Hightower gets his first bucket on the evening. And just a high ball pressure defender is Joseph Hightower. He has really emerged here late for this Auburn High team. And as I say that, gets crossed over and left in the dust by Cam Williams, who gets to the lane. Layup won't fall, but he took a lot of contact on the way up. So Herons his way to the free throw line. Does Cam Williams. He had 5 in the first quarter, to go around with Rob Schaffler's 5 in the first quarter as well. 3:39 in the second. And first free throw is good by Cam Williams. Antoine Daniels will sub out for Auburn High as Trey Ross, who was an early starter on this team when there was some different looking lineups with some of the football players and things like that for Auburn High School, as Cam Williams goes 2 for 2. Again, Trey Ross, again, an early starter for this team. A great rebounder. And he's tied for the tallest on the team at 6'7" as a junior. Is 10 and white, Trey Ross. Tyler Dixon's back in the game as well. Hampton Jordan. So it is Trey Ross, Tyler Dixon, Hampton Jordan, Trendon Maynard, and Joseph Hightower. So three bigs. I guess two bigs, a lengthy guard, and 2 point guards on the floor with Maynard and Hightower. Up to Jordan at half court. Now they find nobody. Does Auburn High. Hampton Jordan turned around. He was standing right inside of the Auburn High A and threw it perfectly, and I mean perfectly, in between Joseph Hightower and Trey Ross, and it bounces out of bounds, and another turnover for Auburn High. It's going to happen with this team, and we saw that a little bit in the girls' game as well. They're so aggressive and want to go so fast that sometimes you just get ahead of yourself as another foul is drawn in the lane. That's Cam Williams again, who's just working his way right underneath the free throw line. Seems to be a pocket in that Auburn High School defense, and he gets bumped from behind, so he's got another two at the charity stripe, and he knocks down the first. Joseph Hightower, who picked up the foul, will sub out, brings in Peyton Plott, the speedy point guard for Auburn High. And Williams, that's a 4-for-4 trip in the last 10 or 15 seconds for Zero and Black. As Jakari Peabody will sub in wearing 14 for the Panthers. They'll put on a full court press. Bad pass by Peyton Plott. Stolen and almost laid in. The layup is no good. Left it short thanks to a good effort from Tyler Dixon. And now Peyton Plott, he's got room to run. Bounce pass between a couple of legs of Panthers. Finds Trendon Maynard. Now into the corner for Dixon. Had an open shot. Passed it up. Gets to the lane. Had it blocked. And it'll stay on this end of the floor. And I think Trendon Maynard's telling Tyler Dixon exactly what I've been saying. He did. He just gave the hand signal. Shoot the basketball. Tyler Dixon is so good. I think he's better than he thinks he is. I really do. And I think if he lets some of these shots fly, he's going to really surprise himself. We've seen him knock him down. Just got to have the confidence to pull the trigger. And he is the trigger man now on the baseline. Finds Hampton. Jordan, who's bumped at the elbow. Just the second foul for Smith Station. In this second quarter, 2:58 to play, 25-18 is Auburn High School's lead over Smith Station here in the varsity boys game. We're just under 3 minutes in the second quarter. Dixon to inbound, right side underneath. We'll find Carl Lindsay, who's freshly into the game, trying to go down low to Trey Ross, not there. And the Tigers are reset with Peyton Plott, who runs point. Lindsay looks to go inside, nobody home. They'll get it to Tyler Dixon at the top. Nearly lost it, now cuts into the lane. Looking for a backdoor cut. It's Jordan, he finds it, who was whacked on the way up and has two shots coming at the line. Lots of contact as Hampton Jordan got a nice feed off of Tyler Dixon. Tried to swing it up and go up for the layup, was taken on the arm. So Hampton Jordan, who had 2 points in that first quarter, could double it right here. First free throw, no good. A reminder coming up. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll get head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls team. I believe we have Daly Alsbrook joining us at halftime as well, so we'll get her quick thoughts on their victory. And again, we'll do a quick recap on the first half of this game. Tell you about the second half coming up as well. Hampton splits the two free throws at the line. 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Tough pull-up jumper from 8 feet floating away off the left side, and Cam Williams can't knock it down. That's just a tough shot, man. As Dixon gets double-teamed now, finds Peyton Plott. Backdoor cut on the bounce pass, Hampton. Jordan can't find the bucket, but he was hacked again, and he'll head right back to the free throw line where he went 1 for 2. There's a heads-up play by Tyler Dixon on the other end of the floor. He grabbed the rebound, and what Smith Station is doing, they're putting immediate pressure on ball handlers of this Auburn High team, not even letting us advance the ball easily. And he was able to find Peyton Plott immediately. And we know the speed of 5 and White was able to set something up as Hampton Jordan knocks down the first. Should be a lane violation on Smith Station if it doesn't go, but it did. Hampton Jordan looking good at the line. He's got 5. He'll sub out as Magnus Davis is in. Had a lot of minutes the other night on the road at Central. And the Tigers lead is back up to 10 with 2:17 in the second quarter, 28-18. Full court pressure now from Auburn High. It'll be Williams who inbounds it and then gets it right back. Now it's in the hands of Edmund. On the right side, he feeds it to the side of Auburn High's bench, and a foul away from the basketball. I didn't see it, but they do call a push-off foul. I believe they got 10 in black, Josiah Harris. Again, I didn't see it, just saw the foul called and the number thrown up. So it will be Harris, 10 in black, to sub out. He'll be replaced by Alex Wilson. Tigers with the basketball. We approach 2 minutes. In the second quarter, Plott crossover at the point. He'll find Magnus Davis on the right wing. Gets pressured immediately. Finds it back to Peyton Plott. Works it around the perimeter. It's Tyler Dixon between the legs dribble. Now Peyton Plott back to Magnus Davis. Now low, not there. Davis and Peyton Plott go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Lindsay now on the left wing. Kicks it into Dixon at the free throw line. Pressured immediately again. Davis has it on the left wing. Tigers have it with 1:35. Trying to cross court pass, not there. And the Panthers get in the passing lane. Now it's a a fight for the ball at half court. Somehow Peyton Platt comes up with it out of that scuffle. He crosses over, gets in the lane, little up and in by Peyton Platt, who goes right around the defender with a little reverse action right at the rim, and Peyton Platt gets 2 points. Tigers are up by 12. Panthers look to respond, in and out on a three, but the offensive rebound for Smith Station. Platt will poke it away at the top, dives on the floor. Panthers come up with it, and now they've got numbers. Cutting baseline, Davis comes in, kicks to the corner, floater from 12, good. Good discipline basketball from Smith Station. Passed up two good shots for an even better shot, and Schaffler knocks it down. He's got 9 to match the other 9 from Cam Williams, the two leading scorers for Smith Station. They have 20. Tigers have it in the half court with 45 seconds to play. Smith Station daring Tyler Dixon to shoot this three right here on the right wing. Doesn't take it, feeds it down low to Trey Ross. Not there, knocked out off Auburn, and Smith Station will take over. Tyler Dixon is being left wide open right here in front of us on this right wing. They're daring him to step in and take that shot. We know he can make it. Just not looking to shoot it. Don't know if he's being advised not to or not. We obviously don't know all the details. He will sub out. As the Tigers have Peyton, Carl Lindsey, Magnus Davis, Tabari Allen back on the floor. Trey Ross, who watches that three go down off the right side. That's Cam Williams. Give him 7 now in this second quarter. And the lead back down to 7. Tigers lead 30-23 with 15 seconds to play. Peyton Platt has it at the point. Gets into the lane. Kicked it off his foot. Believe he double dribbled. He did. It kicked off his foot. It rolled for about a half a second. And he tried to pick it up and keep going. Can't do that. So Tigers blow an opportunity to score before the half. Smith Station will roll it across the timeline on the far side. On the right wing with 6. On the baseline with 5. Kick out with 3. 3 at the buzzer. Good if it goes. It does not. Pulled down by Trey Ross. And that's how the first half will come to a close. 30-23. Auburn leads Smith Station as we head to the locker room. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report is next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High School Tigers lead 30-23 over the Panthers of Smith Station here at home in the second game of the year in Area 4 play. This is the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn leads Smith Station 30-23 in the varsity boys game. We'll talk about that more coming up in just a few minutes, but we're joined by one of the Lady Tigers for Auburn High School. It's Daly Alsobrook. Daly, congratulations on the win, 73-45 for you and your squad over Smith Station just a little bit ago. I believe it's the first time we've had you on the broadcast so far this season.
Yes,
so welcome
sir.
In.
Thank you.
Well, you had, according to my count, which my math is not great, so you had 14. You had 14, Brooke had 16, and Braley had 18. That's about on par for what this team does.
Yeah.
When you're off and running and you're rowing and doing the things that you guys do best, that's about, as I said, that's about on par for you. The Splash Sisters is what I've been told.
Yep.
That you guys are named, right?
Yeah, that's what Coach Pritchett runs around calling us.
How did that, did he come up with that, or did
he
y'all
did.
Come up with that?
That was all him. One day in practice, it just came out. We were like, And we just stuck with it.
Well, most of your points came in the second half, 5 in the first half, and the rest in that second half. What was working in a game where the first half was kind of getting away from Smith Station, but I thought they came out in that third quarter and really ramped up the pressure.
Yeah, they came out hot. We just had to settle down. That was it. Once we settled down, we had it.
Were a lot of the turnovers forced by them or just kind of being a little too aggressive? Because I feel a lot of them were just, again, trying to advance the basketball and push and push and push. So did they force a lot, or do you think it was a lot of unforced turnovers by you guys?
Well, we were up by a lot, so we weren't, like, really, I guess you could say, as locked in as we probably should have been coming out in the third, because we were up a good amount. And, yeah, they played good defense, but I wouldn't say that they were all forced. Some of them were just bad passes and bad looks, but it's fine.
10 of you scored tonight on the team, including Mackenzie Etheridge had a point. You had Isabella Paul with a bucket in the first half. How about Jada Williams coming in off the JV, getting four points there in that fourth quarter? What's it mean to get so many girls in action and on the scoreboard as well in a game where the score ended up not being as close, but they very well could be down the stretch this season?
Well, it's looking great, especially for it to happen right now. We've had our depth this year has been up. Issue obviously we've had a couple people hurt, sick, and like injured, all this stuff, so sure. Being able to pull people up and watching them do well is huge.
73-45, the Lady Tigers beat Smith Station. Here at home, you guys move to 18-5 overall, 2-0 in area play. Opelika coming up on Friday. As long as the weather holds off, what do you know about Opelika so far and what they're going to throw at you? You can lie, it's okay. If you haven't done film on them, that's totally fine.
We have not. We're doing that tomorrow, actually. We talked about that.
So I put you on the spot. That's all me. What's Opelika? I mean, you'll prepare, but it'll bring all the energy, especially being on the road, right?
Yes, it's very exciting. It's a big rivalry. We're hoping to go over there and just win it big.
Daly Alsobrook from Auburn High. The Lady Tigers win 73-45. Thanks so much for your time. Go Tigers.
Yes, thank you.
That's Daly Alsobrook joining us here in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll try to track down her head coach, Courtney Pritchard. We'll get him on to talk a little bit as well. If he's here, we will. Daly says he's here, so we'll hold her to it. We'll see if we can find him. He'll join us coming up in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report after this. This is the Auburn High Sports Network.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Whether it's an ATV, SUV, side-by-side, motorcycle, or boat, we have a great selection of quality products in stock and for sale at internet pricings. With brands like ProBox, Wet Sounds, Memphis, Rockford, Kicker, Fusion, DS18, and more, there really is no reason to shop anywhere else. Shop locally, shop with confidence, shop at the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road, right behind CTU.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
At the half, Auburn High School leads 30-23 in the varsity boys game over Smith Station. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. If we can get Coach Pritchett on, great. If not, we'll just get into the second half. No worries there. We appreciate Daly Alsobrook for joining us for the first time this season on the broadcast. We'll look over some of the numbers in this varsity boys game. Smith Station trailing your Auburn High Tigers 30-23. Looking at some of the scores for Smith Station, Cam Williams had 12 in that first half. Rod Schopfler had 9 as well. And then Peabody had 2 as well to give Smith Station their 23 points. You also had, for Auburn High School rather, you had lots of different Tigers get on the scoreboard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different Tigers are able to get on the board. You're led by Antoine Daniels, who had 5 in the first, 4 in the second, totaling up to 9 points. Tamari Allen had 7 quick points. Really like to see him get active, man. I think he's somebody that if this Auburn High team wants to make a run, if they want to try and win a state championship, I think Tabari Allen is a name that has to be active and be playing his best basketball for this team to win area games like this one and try to make a run in the tournament. So he's got 7. Also, Hampton Jordan has 5 points. 3 Tigers are sharing with 2 points. Peyton Platt, Joseph Hightower, and Trendon Maynard. 30-23 is the score. Auburn leads over Smith Station. Both these teams, as I've said, trying to get their first area win. The Smith Station team's not going to go away, man. Between Cam Williams and Rob Schopp, they're going to come at you and give you everything you want. Auburn High cannot take their foot off the gas, cannot commit, a bunch of turnovers, because if they do, Smith Station has proven they'll run just as much as Auburn High will, if not more. They've got shot takers, and more importantly, they've got shot makers, does this Smith Station team. So we'll see what happens in the third quarter. It's coming up as we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn leads 30-23. Second half coming up right here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Start of the third quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. This is the varsity boys game. Tigers lead 30-23. And before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the second half between Auburn and Smith Station. We're on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, and it's the Tigers of Auburn over the Panthers of Smith Station, 30-23. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you wherever you're tuned in and however you're tuned in on 96.3 WLE, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app. We appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Smith Station starts with the basketball, moving left to right on your radio dial, and the Tigers force a turnover out of bounds right here in front of us. So the Tigers will have their first possession of the third quarter. Moving right to left as we look at it, wearing their home whites, Auburn, and the numbers on front and back are in pink. The tops and bottoms are white for the Tigers. Maynard kicks it out to Lindsay, who gets trapped at the top. It's now Tabari Allen, who's got it in the left-hand corner. Looks for Daniels down low, not there. Finds the backdoor cut for Joseph Hightower, who lays it in uncontested. Good play by the Tigers running out of the half, and ends up by 9, 32-23. Smith Station in their road blacks. They've got a green turquoise offset color going on with Smith across the chest. Numbers on front and back of that turquoise color, and all the trim around the arms, around the legs, and down the side is that color as well. And then a turnover on Smith Station. Didn't see if they called double dribble or stepped on the out-of-bounds line in front of his own bench. Either way, Tigers forced 2 turnovers on the first 2 possessions of Smith Station's second half as they try to kick it to the corner. It was tipped into the hands of Tabari Allen. Skip pass into the corner. Now it's Maynard. He's trapped. Now another cross-court pass. Tabari Allen wants a 3. Can't have one. He got one in the first half. That one a little too strong, and the Panthers are looking to push. A floater from 3 feet is good. That's a great shot by Cam Williams, who was going full speed down the lane, stopped on a dime, and floated it up for 2. Cam Williams has 14 to lead all scorers for the Panthers, and they're back within 7. The lead was 7 at halftime. It remains so now. Tabari Allen spins in the lane and floats one in from just a foot or two. A tough turnaround two for 12 in white. Give Tabari Allen his first bucket in this second half. Panthers look to respond with a three. Can do so. And Trendon Maynard now across the half-court line. Tigers moving right to left. Gets into the lane and was fouled on the floor. Bucket will not count. Tigers lead 34-25. Auburn over Smith Station. 6:08 to play in the third quarter. Auburn looks to inbound. Trendon Maynard catches Smith Station, rather, falling asleep as it was Daniels on the layup. He may have taken a shot. He came up a little gingerly as he is slow to get back. He is able to get back now. Contest on a three. It's short, and Carl Lindsay will pull down the board. Behind the back, dribble at half court. Doesn't have numbers, and Antoine Daniels is hurt. Antoine Daniels is hurting. I don't know if he took a shot on the hand and the stomach in the lower area. I'm not sure, but he's going to be subbed out immediately and jog straight back to the end of the bench, into the non-playing area. I don't know exactly what happened, but Auburn High's leading scorer currently laying on his backside off the playing area. So we'll keep you updated on him as Tyler Dixon will sub in for the injured Antoine Daniels. 5:35 to play. Smith Station's got it in the half court, moving left to right. They're pressured heavily by Joseph Hightower, who picks his pocket, goes up, takes the bump, layup won't go, but 3 and white will head to the free throw line. I love the defensive pressure that Joseph Hightower and Trendon Maynard have put on every single ball handler for Smith Station in this ballgame. There's just no easy pass. There's no easy second. There's just always right there. And if you get past zero, there's number three. If you get past three, there's number zero. That's how this Auburn High team operates on the defensive end, as Joseph Hightower is able to knock down the first. And they've forced so many turnovers and runouts just like that. And Auburn High has expanded their lead to 10. They can make it 11 with 5:27 to play in the third quarter. Hightower can't knock down the second free throw, and the rebound pulled down by Rob Schaffler. 10-point lead for Auburn High. Tripped up at the point is Smith Station's Cam Williams. A fight for the basketball at half court. Panthers come up with it. Kick to the corner. Baseline drive. Reverse layup blocked by the backboard. Put back layup won't go. Third attempt, can't get it up. Tigers are swiping at it. And eventually a foul is called underneath on Auburn High. I believe they got Carl Lindsay on a reach-in foul underneath the basket. 5:06 to play in the third quarter. Tigers lead 35-25. Auburn over Smith Station. The five on the floor. Trendon Maynard, Tabari Allen, Tyler Dixon, Joseph Hightower, and Carl Lindsay. Panthers inbounded. They've got it on the volleyball line now. Kick into the corner left side. High, arcing three, in and out. And Tabari Allen fights with Trendon Maynard for the rebound, and the Tigers clear. Under five in this third quarter with 4:54 to play. Bounce pass to the corner. Dixon pump fakes the three. Maynard pump fakes the defender. Skip pass to the low block. Makes one defender go by. Goes reverse. Can't get it to fall. And Tabari Allen will work his way to the free throw line. 4:44 in the third quarter. And Auburn leads Smith Station by 10 here at home. Allen had 7 in the first two quarters. He's already got 2. Make it 3. Again, Antoine Daniels went out holding something. It was a hand or a lower body part. I'm not exactly sure. He is back sitting on the bench. As Tabari Allen goes 2 for 2. He's got 4 in the quarter alone. Tigers have their biggest lead of the night. It's by 12. Williams across the timeline. He's guarded by Maynard. Maynard sticks with him. Kicks to the wing. Pump fake on Carl Lindsay. Took an extra step to get to the lane. And a foul on the layup attempt for Smith Station. They call it on the floor in the act of shooting. It is in the act of shooting. And so while we've got a few minutes, or a few moments rather, we'll put the head coach of the Auburn High girls team on. Head coach Courtney Pritchett joins us now on the broadcast. Couple of free throws coming up for the Panthers. Coach, congratulations on the big win. They came out fighting that third quarter, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They came back and they got in a full court press man, and they bothered us a little bit. And so, you know, this is, Smith State is a good team, and Coach Welch has done a great job with that group. And so I'm excited about you know, their progression in our area.
Two free throws made by Smith Station at the line. Ahead now for Carl Lindsay. Pump fakes one. Can't make the layup. Punches the basketball out into their own bench. And they'll say it is out on Auburn High School. Coach, you got to win 73-45. And was talking with Daly Alsobrook a few moments ago during the halftime report. The Splash Sisters had themselves a night. Daly, Braley, and Brooke all just played really, really well tonight as Auburn puts pressure on the inbounds pass. When those three players are on like they were tonight, you're a hard team to beat.
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot. And we expect a lot of offense out of that group, those three. And so we've added, you know, Leah's back now and healthy and
playing,
you know,
really well.
Yeah, and Inavia's back. And so, you know, they've been really, really good for us. And so we got a good set of guards. I'm excited about, you know, going to war with that set of guards.
Williams can't get the layup to go. Tigers are looking to push. Antoine Daniels is back in the ball game. Splits two defenders, lost it in the lane. Dixon power dribble, goes up for the layup. No, but he gets bumped on the way up. I've been talking a lot about Tyler Dixon in this game. Coach, you watch these boys play all the time. The senior, he's, I would say, a little hesitant, but so good when he's got the ball in his hands. And there's been a few times they've told him to shoot the ball tonight. Yeah. If he lets it fly, we know he can knock it down.
You know, I think the thing that we miss a lot about Tyler, and, you know, I hate that he just, you know, this is his first year here at Auburn, but he's a great defender.
Yes.
You know, he's been so amazing for us guarding, you know, 1 through 5 on the floor, and so putting pressure. And even in the bigger games, as, you know, he just knocked down that free throw, but even in the bigger games, when the opponents are tougher, he's still really, really solid on defense. And so, I hate it. I'm glad he's here, but I hate that, you know, he's, you know, only one season here as a Tiger.
Goes 2 for 2 at the line, and he's a trustworthy sub off the bench.
You
can appreciate that. Coach Chris Brand has to have confidence when Tyler Dixon's on the floor because he doesn't make very many mistakes.
Yeah, and then we got Cash Reeves who's back here. I'm glad to see him back healthy and back on the floor. He's been out for a couple of games with an injury, so.
He subs in for Tabari Allen as the Panthers ahead. Now get the layup attempt. Good contesting by the Tigers inside. Daniels will push ahead off the rebound. Loses it at the point. Now into the hands of Peyton Plott. High pressure on the high volleyball line. Daniels will drive baseline. Gets around one. Gets around two. Gets it up off the glass. Good enough foul for Antoine Daniels.
You know, that's what Daniels is really good. I mean, he's really practically unstoppable, you know, going to the basket and finishing around the basket. So I like when he plays aggressive and intentional about scoring like he just did on that drive.
6'6", 200 pounds is the junior Antoine Daniels. You make a pretty good color commentator, Coach. You need a new job? You need something else to do on your weeknights?
Listen, I'm stressed enough on game day. I don't think I better pick up anything else.
Well, hey, we appreciate your time again. Lady Tigers win 73-45 as Antoine knocks that one down. On the road at Opelika Friday, I was telling Daly, as long as the weather holds up, you know much about Opelika so far. I put her on the spot. Y'all haven't done film study on them yet, so no, she didn't have much to say.
Yeah, I've seen them. I saw them against Smith Station. Smith Station actually beat them in their first game, and so, you know, you can never underestimate that game because that's a big rivalry game, and it'll be 5 million people in the gym.
On the road.
Yeah, and those kids will be playing with emotions, and so we got to be prepared. We got to do the right stuff over the next couple of days to be ready to go.
Head Coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High girls team joining us here in the action of the Auburn High boys team. Congratulations on your win, Coach. Go Tigers.
Right, go Tigers. I might as well finish. I'm going to finish this quarter.
See
if I can do this commentating thing here and finish this quarter.
I like it. Smith Station laid one in down here. Rob Schaffler got it to go. Auburn leads 42-29 with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. An open three for Schaffler, who made several in that first half, doesn't get it to go, and the Tigers have a 13-point lead with 3 minutes to play counting down in this third quarter.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you can't leave him open for that shot over there in the corner.
It's Daniels running point. He looks for the high screen from Trey Ross, trying to give it to Peyton Plott, who turns the corner with the left. Falls to the floor. Lots of contact. No call.
Oh, my goodness.
And multiple bodies go flying. Cash Reef hits the floor. A Smith Station Panther hits the floor. He's looking for a foul call. Is Cam Williams.
It's going to be an offensive foul.
And they are going to call it. That way, with 2:43 to play in the third quarter. Again, Auburn leads Smith Station 42-29. Seemed to be some confusion, a discussion with the officials on the far side of the floor.
Yeah, well, it was an off-the-ball foul, so I'm not really sure where this possession goes. I guess it's our ball, but I think it was an off-the-ball foul that he called.
Cash Reef.
It's our ball.
Yep, Cash Reef, Tyler Dixon, Peyton Plott, Antoine Daniels. and Trey Ross are the five on the floor. So the Tigers will inbound it at half court right here in front of us. We're moving right to left as we look at it. 2:40 in this third quarter. It's a 42-29 lead for Auburn over Smith Station. Around the perimeter at the top, Dixon ahead with the left hand, got in the lane and tried to throw it back out to Reef and turns it over. Panthers looking to run. Williams has it in the corner. Step back, didn't take the shot. And the Panthers will reset on the right side. Now into the corner, guarded by Daniels with 2:20 to play. In the third, spins on him. Gets to the baseline, cut off by the 6'6 Daniels. Good defense by one and white. Into the lane, floater from 8 feet is pure. It is Rob Schaffler who has his fifth and 6 points in the quarter alone. He's up to 15 on the ball game for Smith Station. That's a tough shot there, Coach.
Yeah, it was. Come on, we can't turn the ball over right there.
Peyton Plott throws it away at half court.
Offensive
runs
foul.
Right into Antoine Daniels, who takes the charge. It was Schaffler who tried to get two more and ran into a wall of Antoine Daniels. Slow to pick himself up, but a nice play. You got to love when kids do that right there, Coach, to step in and take all the heat, but they got the call.
Yeah, definitely, especially when you're getting that from your key player who you know, is probably your high score, you know, and you know, looking to play it at the next level, who sacrifices their body for a play. You got to love that as a coach.
Tigers will be moving right to left, inbounding, full court pressure put on by Smith Station. It's Maynard back in the game. Cross-court pass was tipped into the hands of Cash Reeve. Tried to bounce it away, find a man down low. It was knocked out of bounds on Smith Station. So it will be Tiger basketball in the half court. 1:52 in this third quarter. Tigers lead 42-31. Auburn over Smith Station. Maynard in to Jabari Allen. That shot may have been blocked from behind. Hard off the backboard. And here come the Panthers now. Moving left to right. All the way over to the near side. It's Williams guarded by Reef. Hesitates on the three. He's guarded on the right volleyball line. Throws it into the half circle. Back out to Williams. Straight away three. No. Off the left side of the rim. Fought for by the Panthers. And the offensive board tried to throw it off of a Tiger. And then a push foul on four and white. That's going to be on Cash Reef. 42-31, Auburn leads by 11 with 1:31 to play in the third quarter. But as we said at half, with a 7-point lead, his Panthers team's not going anywhere. Well, lots of members in the crowd on both sides of the gym. Good Tuesday night action in Area 4 high school basketball. Williams, right side, gets to the semicircle, drives on Reef, kicks to the corner, open three, too strong, pulled down by Maynard. The Panthers haven't been able to make Auburn pay in this third quarter so far. Maynard, all sorts of pressure, two on him. He's able to get it away. Here comes Reef, coast to coast, throws it in, and the foul. Yes, sir. Cash Reef gets it to fall.
That's a good drive.
They called a push-off. They called an offensive foul on Cash Reeve. I thought he signaled an and-one.
Yeah,
I thought
that was an and-one. I don't know about that call. I thought that was an and-one. That was a pretty good drive by Cash.
I thought so. Yeah. I thought so, too. Head coach Courtney Pritzen of the Auburn High Girls joining us on the broadcast is apparently my new color commentator. I'm hired. He's in. I've hired him. He's here.
I'm no longer coaching. I'm done.
I'm going
to the microphone.
That's right. Radio's a lot of fun, Coach.
Yeah,
I promise you that. I know you have a good time coaching your squad, though. A wild layup attempt. No good off the left side of the backboard. Knocked out of bounds off of Smith Station. It will be Auburn High basketball.
I know we had a miss of a game, but these are some really nice uniforms that Auburn has.
I love these. I haven't seen them yet. The pink. It's got Auburn in pink, and the numbers on front and back are pink as well.
Yeah, I wonder if you'll miss those if the girls get them and wear one game.
You got to fight for that, Coach. Tigers trying to accelerate through the full court press.
Oh, that's
of
bad.
Auburn.
Can't make that cross court pass against that press. They're athletic and quick.
They're too tall, too quick, and the layup off of that turnover is no good. Oh. Daniels crossover at half court. He's got it with 39. Pull up
nice
from the elbow.
Shot.
Too strong and knocked around. And the Panthers have numbers if they want them. 3-on-1. Reef, the lone defender. Good contest. Doesn't matter. Good and a foul.
Yeah, I think we got to pick up the ball earlier on that instead of waiting to come down and try to get a block shot on it. I think you need to stop the ball and make a change of directions a little bit earlier. It's not a great decision by Cash, but he's normally a pretty good defender and makes great decisions. I don't know about that one.
Timeout on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street or online at mountainhighoutfitters.com. Just a quick 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins with you on this Tuesday night for some Auburn High School basketball, joined by Auburn High School's girls basketball coach Courtney Pritchett for at least the next 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to hang out for the fourth quarter. You're doing a great job.
You got me for 30 seconds.
Well, for your team, as these guys come back out on the floor, what is it so far? Now that you're 2-0 in area play,
yeah,
you had all those games. I didn't get a chance to talk to you coming out of the Christmas break with all the games in Panama City and then the tournament here and all those types of games. What does that mean for your squad and how you've seen them perform?
It was a challenge. Our trip to Panama City was a challenge, and I'm so grateful for it. We left there with two losses and only one win, and I think, you know, it was none of those games were blowouts. We had one of them that went into overtime that we lost, and then one of them that we lost by 2 points. But, you know, being challenged like that against tough defensive teams was really good for us.
Peabody can't connect on the end one opportunity. It's Daniels inside the semicircle, feeds it down for Trey Ross, and it was knocked away with 15 seconds, and the Panthers have time. Kick to the corner.
Stop, that's all.
Step back, in. Broadcaster's jinx right there, coach. He just got it. There's 5 points for Peabody now as the Tigers look to push ahead. It is Carl Lindsay who runs into the big body of Carmelo Williams, who's going to get called on the blocking foul. That is the fifth foul on Smith Station, so the Tigers will shoot free throws with 4.8.
And this is going to come down to us being really solid at the free throw line. I think it's going to be really close fourth quarter. And the officials, they've called it tight all night. I think we've got to be solid right here at the free throw line. So I hope Carl can knock down these two.
Carl Lindsay, just 3 points so far this evening. It came on a three-point bucket in that first quarter. He'll step up. Step up for a pair. 4.8 in the third quarter. Auburn leads Smith Station 42-36. The Panthers are just not going away. Auburn High led by 7 at the half. And that's where the lead is now. Back up to 7 thanks to Carl Lindsay.
Yeah, this Smith Station team, they don't want to go away.
They're gritty, man. Second free throw from Lindsay, possibly the best shooter on the team. He steps up and knocks down a pair. Auburn leads 44-36, 4.8. Panthers moving left to right, length of the floor to go. Tigers will put a full court pressure with Maynard, Daniels, Lindsay, Dixon, and Tabari Allen to be the deep man back with a one-on-one against the Panthers. Running on the baseline, looking for an inbounder. They find it to Williams. He's got it with 3. Ahead at the timeline, knocked out of bounds, into the scorer's table with 1 second exactly. It'll be off the fingertips of a Tiger. Tough spot right here, Coach. Inbounding right at the half-court line for Smith Station with 1 second to play. You got time to catch and shoot. That's about it.
That's it. You want him to catch the ball going away from the basket.
Thrown here on the near side. Gets it to go off the timer and no good. It was good if it fell. Yeah. It does not. And Smith Station is unable to capitalize. Tigers take a 44-36 lead to the fourth quarter. Head Coach Courtney Pritchett, thanks for your time, man.
Appreciate it, man. Listen, this has been great. In that situation, you want to have people catching the ball going away from the basket. He could have knocked that shot down.
He set his feet and let it fly, didn't he?
Yeah, it's too comfortable on that one. But, yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Thank you for everything you've done for us. And so we really appreciate it. And go Tigers.
Go Tigers. We'll see you on Friday. Weather permitting, we'll see you
Friday. Yes, sir.
At Opelika. That's head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High School Girls. We'll take a break. Come back. Fourth quarter coming up between Auburn and Smith Station.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. We got a ball game inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. It's the blue and white leading 44-36, Auburn over Smith Station. The Tigers have it in the half court, moving right to left. Dixon into the lane, kicks it out to Trendon Maynard, gets in the lane. Awkward shot, acrobatics in the air, gets his own miss, hands it off to Tyler Dixon, who had it swatted away on his way up. 20 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. Again, Auburn leads 44-36. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. Also appreciate head coach Courtney Pritchett of the Auburn High School girls team after their big win over Smith Station, joining us in the third quarter. He's normally with us during halftime of the boys game, but got caught up doing a few things, but ended up being my color commentator for the third quarter. So we appreciate him, had a lot of fun, and always appreciate and look forward to our time together on the air. Tigers have it in the half court again. Maynard's caught now. Got a bump, threw it away. Tried to sell the foul, couldn't do so. To the right hand, knocked away, and Carl Lindsay comes up with it. He kept it inbound, surges ahead, and got his pocket picked. Nobody communicated that somebody was coming from behind the alley-oop attempt. Can't slam it down. Fort Smith Station goes flying, and here come the Tigers with numbers into the corner. Now to Lindsay. Both hesitated. Dixon passed up on it. Lindsay passed up on it, and now they go back out to Trendon Maynard. Dixon down to Tabari Allen on the low block. Trying to kick it back out. Lowers his body, puts it off the glass, and offensive foul. Offensive foul called on Antoine Daniels. I say this with all due respect, something this Auburn High team doesn't do a whole lot of. We're being passive right now on the offensive end of the floor. With good-looking shots, you got to take them and have the confidence that you're going to make them. We're a minute in to this fourth quarter. Had to wipe away some of the call it moisture on the floor. And here comes Williams now for Smith Station. It's been him, Cam Williams, and Rob Schaffler, the two who have done all the damage for this Panthers team tonight. Auburn's got to find a way to stop them. As the Panthers have it in the half court, good on-ball pressure. Throw it into the backcourt. A diving save effort by Cam Williams. My goodness, what a play. Pull up, Schaffler, baseline too strong. And Lindsay is able to rip it out of the air. Antoine Daniels, Trendon Maynard, Tabari Allen, Carl Lindsay, and Tyler Dixon are the five on the floor to start this fourth quarter for head coach Chris Brandt. At the point, it's Tabari Allen. Bounce pass down low. Tabari Allen, they called the same thing. He lowered his shoulder. The defender flopped to the floor, and an offensive foul. Same player, same ref, same spot, and same result. That's back-to-back fouls on Antoine Daniels. I just don't think so. You got to let him play. But if you're Antoine Daniels, you got to know that's what they're calling. And you can't go back to it. You've done it twice in a row. That's all you got. As we approach 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, Tyler Dixon comes up a near steal at half court. Goes around him. Does Williams bank off the window? No. And Dixon able to clear. And apologies, that was Michael Edmond on the layup attempt. Dixon now into the lane, and he lost it. Wasn't ready for it. Got ahead of himself. Was Tyler Dixon. I think he had eyes on the rim. And he turned it over. Bounce pass down low. Right block for Smith Station. Lindsay comes over in support. Dixon swats it out of bounds on the pass out to Cam Williams in the corner. So Tyler Dixon will set out. Joseph Hightower is back in the ballgame. Only starter not on the floor is Hampton Jordan. His place is in Carl Lindsay is in his place, rather. Second half action of tonight's game is presented by Southern Union State Community College. Affordable, accessible, unparalleled. It's time to venture forward and blaze your path. Visit suscc.edu. Panthers inbound to the corner. Tried to dump it down low. I believe a Tiger got their hand on it. They did. 5:31 in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads Smith Station 44-36 in the varsity boys game. As both teams looking for their first win in area play this season, both 0-1. Tigers lost to Central. Smith's lost to Opelika. Bounce pass, straight away, three, got it. Jaden Peabody, who was scoreless in the first half, he's got eight so far in the second half. Timeout is called on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. Ball game inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, 44-39. Auburn leads Smith Station. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High will have the basketball with 5:17 to play in the fourth quarter. They'll be moving right to left on your radio dial. They were waiting on the scoreboard to finish counting down the 60 seconds of the timeout. Now we're ready to go. Smith Station will put a full court press against this Tigers team. Inbound to Trendon Maynard. who's able to cross over and get across half court, kicks it on the baseline. Allen goes up, makes one defender miss and not the other. Tabari Allen puts it down and the foul. He's got a chance at three. Tabari Allen gets a big time bucket. He had four in the third. He's got two more and can make it three here in the fourth and expand on the lead for Auburn High School. Tabari Allen with seven in the first half. Made free throw there. That gives him seven in the second half and 14 on the game so far. As we approach 5 minutes to play, Tigers are up 47-39 over Smith Station. Panthers in the half court, surges ahead right across the free throw line. My goodness. Cam Williams went through two Tiger defenders and just lays it in. And so does Tabari Allen, who goes coast to coast to respond. How about that? Two big-time players making big-time plays here in the fourth quarter as Smith Station looks for a three in transition. Wouldn't go for Schaffler and cleared by Trendon Maynard. He surges ahead across the Auburn High A, and he was bumped from behind as he went right around Jaden Peabody. Just acrobatic play from Cam Williams on one end and a physical play by Tabari Allen on the other. 49-41 is Auburn's lead with 4:32 in the ballgame. Lindsey on the right side will hand it off to his point guard in front of the Auburn High bench. With 4.5 to play in the fourth quarter, gets in the lane, looks for the bump in the bucket. He got it. Give Trendon Maynard two and a chance at one more. Had two in the second quarter. How about two in the fourth and a chance for three at the line? Tough take with the right hand by Trendon Maynard, the junior point guard for this Auburn High School team. My goodness. Three-point plays happening everywhere. For Auburn and Smith Station, the Tigers are back up by 10 and make it 11. Three points in the quarter for Trendon Maynard. 4:15 to play. Smith Station moving left to right as we look at it. They bring it across half court. High screen on Antoine Daniels. And Daniels strips it. Strips it away from Cam Williams. Behind the back on the right side. Doesn't have numbers. He doesn't care. How about a kick to the corner for Maynard? Out to the top for Lindsey. Lets it fly. No. And pulled down by Daniels. Fought for it. And an over-the-back offensive foul. They call a foul on Antoine Daniels, who absolutely cannot believe it. That is three fouls on him in the second half alone. Two offensive, well, I guess three offensive, really, if he's going for the over-the-back foul. So Antoine Daniels going to get called for another foul. And he will sub out. Tyler Dixon is going to come back in for Auburn. I just think that was a physical play going for a rebound. Tabari Allen was in the area, too. And there was a Panther that they were fighting for the rebound with. I mean, you could have called it on any three of those kids. And at that point, they're all going for a rebound. I say just let them go. 52-41 is the lead for Auburn over Smith Station at home. Driving layup attempt won't go for Michael Edmond. And pulled down by Allen with 3:45 in the fourth quarter. It's Auburn on top by 11. Maynard almost had it poked away. Picks it up in the half court. Looking for somebody to bail him out. And it's Tabari Allen that does. He's got it on the left volleyball line now. He'll back it out to dribble to avoid the five-second call. Kicks it over to Hightower in front of the Auburn High bench. He'll turn the corner left alone. Tried to feed it to the opposite corner. And it was stolen away. And the home run pass goes way too long for Smith Station. Josiah Harris couldn't catch up to that one. And a turnover for the Panthers. 3:23 in the fourth quarter. Well, it's been a sloppy fourth quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. Lindsey is able to get it in. He'll get it off the inbound. Full court pressure by Smith Station. Tigers trying to break it. Can't do so. They find Trendon Maynard here on the near side, who's going to cut between two defenders. Pull up in the lane and knock it down from 5 feet. Tough looking shot from zero and wide, and he knocks it down. Tigers are up by 13. And a Smith Station will speed ahead in front of their own bench. Going to get called a blocking foul on Carl Lindsey, who I thought was just holding his ground. Got caught in the way. Or it's like a wedge between half or between the out of bounds line and the offensive player. Lindsey will sub out on the foul. Cash Reef back in for Auburn High School. Reef, Hightower, Dixon, Allen, and Maynard, the five on the floor for Auburn with 3:01 in the fourth quarter. Smith Station has it in the half court off the inbound. They work it around the perimeter. On the right side, goes up with the right hand, is good. And Schaffler again, his first bucket of the fourth quarter. Had 9 in the first half, 6 in the third. He's got a bucket here in the fourth. Tigers just can't find a way to stop him. And then a bump, a reach-in foul, going to be called on Cam Williams. So Joseph Hightower to inbound. At the timeline in front of the scores table opposite us at the top of the blue and white Auburn High A. That's where Maynard comes across now. Back cut. Maynard goes up, an acrobatic layup. No. But he was slapped on the arm on the way up. And a chance for two at the line. I love an aggressive Trendon Maynard. I love it. He plays point guard with an edge. He usually is always looking for his teammates, but something in this fourth quarter, man, he's just turned it on. He's got 5 in the fourth quarter alone. He's looking to score. And you know he's good enough to do it. And he knocks down the first free throw. I talked about in the pregame how you got to get more players involved. That was the problem with the game at Central the other night, where Antoine Daniels had 25. Carl Lindsey had 10, and nobody else was able to get to double digits. And you struggled to beat that Central team. You couldn't beat that Central team. You needed help from your supporting cast. And Auburn's getting it tonight as Trendon Maynard knocks down the second free throw, and then the Tigers give up one in transition. 56-45, 2.5 to play. Timeout on the floor. Timeouts are brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. 56-45, Auburn leads Smith Station. 2:30 to go in the ballgame. We'll have the conclusion coming up for you right after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Two and a half minutes to go in the ballgame in the fourth quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. 56-45. Your Tigers lead the Panthers here at home. I'm Jacob Goins with you on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate you spending your Tuesday night with us. It's been a great game, man. It's been back and forth all night long. Smith Station's gotten within 3 in this second half, but Tigers have pushed it back out to a double-digit lead. They have the basketball off the inbound, moving right to left on your radio dial. Maynard, cross-court for Cash Reef, back in the hands of Tabari Allen. Tigers got to go, and they avoid the 10-second call. It's Trendon Maynard on the right side of the floor in front of his head coach, Chris Brandt, looking for some help. He's double-teamed. Cross-court pass, skies for the pass. It's Joseph Hightower, who finds his way into the lane, and back out for Maynard. Auburn is going to look to kill some clock on this possession. Down low for Reef, deflected into the hands of Hightower, who little finger roll finish at the bucket. He wasn't meant to be there, or wasn't supposed to be there, I guess. And now a steal. Dump off. Dixon. Layup. Good. Give Hightower 2. Give Tyler Dixon 2, who gets on the board again in this fourth quarter. Off the steal from Cash Reef. It's back-to-back buckets for the Tigers, and they've got their biggest lead of the night. It's 15. Stuck on the right side of the floor. Handoff to Cam Williams. Kicks to the corner. Smith Station looking for an open three. They can't find it. Now they try to kick to the opposite corner. Deflected into the hands of Cash Reef. Tigers now slow it down in the half court as Joseph Hightower will trail the play. Dixon on the right corner and back out to his point guard, Trendon Maynard. Maynard's got it at the point. He's double-teamed. All sorts of contact on him. He drives baseline, tries to hand it off, deflected by Smith Station. It'll be out of bounds with 1:13 to play in the fourth quarter. Auburn leads 60-45 over Smith Station as Peyton Plott set to check in. Trendon Maynard will sub out. He may be done for the evening. Heck of an effort by Trendon Maynard. His second half, that fourth quarter's been all his. Had 7 in the quarter alone. Goes over to get some much needed liquids. As Smith Station's going to have a sub come in as well. Tigers with the basketball in their own half court. Inbound is Cash Reef. Finds Tabari Allen on the left wing. He'll kick it to Peyton Plott. Baseline drive. Finds Dixon in the paint. Now they kick out to Reef. Fake pass there. Now down low. Dixon spins. Bounce pass. And the Tigers just killing time. We're under a minute in this fourth quarter. It's a 15-point lead for Auburn High School over Smith Station. Looking to get our first win in area play this year. Dixon's got it in the corner. And just playing keep away are the Tigers. From the right side to the left side. It's Plott now. Surges in the lane. Lays it off the glass for two. Peyton Plott had two in the second quarter. He's got another two in the fourth quarter, and the Panthers turn it over. They were looking for something. They got nothing. Dixon goes all the way with the right hand and blocked from behind. He was whacked on the way up. He'll have two chances at the charity stripe. 32.5 to play in the fourth quarter, and with a 17-point lead, Auburn's going to get a win on their home floor and get their first area win of the year. After dropping one to Central last Friday night on the road, they're going to come here and send Smith Station home about 40, 45 minutes up the road as an 0-2 team in area play as Dixon knocks down the first free throw. Tonight's game broadcast has been presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. Visit them for lunch and dinner throughout the week and for brunch on Sunday mornings. Check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. That's acreauburn.com. As Tyler Dixon goes 2-for-2 at the line, Smith Station will bring it across the half court with under 30 seconds to play. They try to feed it into the semicircle, knocked away. It is Schaffler who's got it on the left free throw line extended, gets into the lane, a foul called. Thought he may have tipped it out. Was Brooks Orr. Who's in the ball game for the first time. What a foul on the floor. Put Smith Station in the bonus, so they'll shoot free throws. With 17.7 left to play in the ball game as fans begin to head for the exits. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have a quick post-game show. Try to get a player on. First free throw is no good from Schaffler. We'll try to get a player on. Head coach Chris Brandt will join us. Talk about this win. Preview what's coming up the rest of the week. For this Auburn High team, we'll also update you on what our broadcast schedule looks like as Schaffler connects on the second free throw, goes 1-for-2, and the Tigers can wear out the clock. It's Plott at the point, back and forth. He has Magnus Davis at the top. He'll hand it back to Peyton Plott with five. They just work it around, and the Tigers are going to be victorious on a Tuesday night at home. 64-46, final score. Auburn gets their first area win in area four play in 2025. They advance to 18-6 overall, 1-1 in area play, as Smith Station falls to 10-9 overall and 0-2 in area play. Final score, 64-46. Auburn wins, beat Smith Station. The girls got a big win earlier today as well, and nothing wrong with a 2-0 night for varsity basketball here on the campus of Auburn High School. Stick with us. We'll have a post-game show coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the Orthopedic Clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn High School is victorious over Smith Station in the Catfight 2.0. Tigers take down the Panthers 64-46. Welcome into the post-game show here on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm Jacob Goins, and we're joined by Cass Reif, wears number 4 for the Auburn High Tigers, a name very familiar here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Cass, great to have you on the post-game show. Great to have you a part of the broadcast. We were just talking a little bit. Been a while since you've been out there and active. You've been kind of inactive for this team here in the last several weeks. How'd you feel to get back out there?
You know, it felt great. I've been out a little bit because played football, missed a few games, got a little knee injury, been out a month, but I'm back now. Feels great. So can't wait to get more wins with the team.
How is that transition from football to basketball? Because you're in football shape, but then it's a difference in football shape and basketball shape. And I'm sure Coach Etheridge and Coach Brand are two different coaches and have two different styles and, of course, playing in two different sports. But what is that transition like from the fall to the winter sport?
It's a little different. You know, basketball, I got to get in better shape a little bit. Football, they have us run a little good bit, though. So it prepared me pretty well, but, yeah. I was out of shape, I can't lie.
Hey, that's okay, though. You come in tonight, you guys get a nice win, 64-46. Several guys got involved. And, look, this Smith Station team was gritty, man. This was a four-quarter game. The final score may not show it by 18 points. You guys had to earn this win tonight.
It was. I think we were up less than, like, 10 in the fourth quarter with, like, 5 minutes left. I checked into the game. We went on a little swing. Hopefully I brought some mojo off the bench, so... It's a fun win.
These jerseys are sweet. I my short time here, I've never seen these. I was telling the people at home, it's your normal home whites, right? The white top, white bottom, got the Auburn High A on the side. But the Auburn across the chest and the number on front and back, that's bright, hot pink, man. Where'd that come from?
This is the first time I've seen these tonight. They're sick. They're sick, though.
They are
really
sweet.
I like these, yeah.
I mean, did Coach Brandt tell you that, or they're just like in the locker room?
I had no clue. I went to pick up my stuff. I see pink jerseys. I'm like, all right, let's go.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. Well, hey, congratulations on the win, 64-46. You guys go, as I've been saying, weather permitting, you guys are going to go to Opelika on Friday. Talk about what it's like just to play against Opelika. You're a junior. You've seen him a few times now in different areas, different sports. What's it like playing against Opelika? Friday will be on the road.
It's going to be really fun. Hostile environment. That's what I love. Love bringing energy. It's gonna be a packed gym, so I just can't wait for that.
We got it done in football. We got to do it in basketball,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, we got to.
We'll bring home a win. Hey, man, we appreciate it. Cash Reif joining us on the postgame show. Go Tigers.
Yes, sir. Go Tigers. Thank you for having me.
That is Cash Reif joining us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Appreciate him and his time. We'll get Coach Brand on here momentarily. He's always running around here somewhere. Again, appreciate it, man. That's Cash Reif joining us, the junior guard for Auburn High School. Somebody that comes in, just plays really good minutes for this team. And whether he shows up on the scoreboard or not, sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't. It's just a guy that he kind of, like we were talking about with Tyler Dixon earlier with head coach Courtney Pritchett, you put him in the game, Cash Reif, and he's going to make the right decision. He's going to make the right play. He's not going to turn the ball over, and you have that, and you just have trust in a guy like Cash Reif. And so I'm glad we were able to get him here on the post game show. Let's go through some of those numbers while we're waiting on Coach Brandt. Looks like he's meeting with some media. We'll get him in just a few moments. Auburn wins 64-46 over Smith Station. Again, the Tigers move to 18-6 overall. They move to 1-1 in area play, drop the game to Central on Friday, get a nice bounce back win. This Smith Station team is going to beat some folks. I don't know who, I don't know how, and I don't know when, but they're going to beat some people. That's a gritty team that just, you have to put them away, because if you don't, they will beat you, whether it's at home or right here on the road. They can get it done. Some of the number totals for this Auburn High team: Tabari Allen had 16 points tonight to lead all scorers for Auburn High. Trenton Maynard had a nice 9 points. Antoine Daniels had 11, even though he got banged up a little bit, was able to come back and play a really good game with 11 points for Antoine Daniels. We mentioned that Trenton Maynard had 9. Also, You had Joseph Hightower with what I think was a really impactful 7. You had Tyler Dixon with 6. Hampton Jordan with 5. Peyton Plott with 4. Those are some of your scoring totals for Auburn High School. Had a 7-point lead at the half. They come away with a 64-46 win over Smith Station. And joining us now in the postgame show is the head coach of Auburn High School boys basketball, Coach Chris Brandt. Coach, congratulations on the win, man.
Thank you. Thank you. We played as a team. I mean, there are times that they did a lot of good stuff to rattle us, but we were able to keep our composure and that we withstood their runs at us. They're a hard team to play because they're running out 5 guards at us in multiple places. They're attacking from many different angles. They're putting a lot of pressure on us in their zone. So we were able to, you know, get a good lead, but then we kind of They rattled us some, and we were able to get our composure, and we had some people step up tonight. You know, Antoine got in foul trouble the whole game. He had 2 right at the beginning of the game and, you know, ended up fouling out. I'm not going to question calls, but I was a little upset of what was being called.
Well, back-to-back offensive fouls down there didn't
help. Yeah, he was posting up pretty low and just trying to turn, and, it is what it is, and that's part of the game. You know, things happen like that, and when that happens, we had other players step up. So I was really proud of, you know, Cash. He's coming off injury, hadn't played in almost a month. And of course, Trenton he wasn't able to play Friday, and he's coming off injury. So we're out a full team, and I'll hopefully they're all feeling well. I'm going to make them go ice down. Probably need to take an ice bath, but I'm just pleased with the outcome.
I think Tabari Allen played one of his best games of this young season. 16 points to lead all of your scores. He stepped up, and we'll call it an absence of Tabari Allen or of Antoine Daniels, who still had 11 points, Coach.
Yeah.
But to see Tabari Allen have 16 in multiple different ways, I think he's a huge part of this team and your success moving forward.
He is. Tabari is a 3-year starter, so he has been in the thick and thin through 3 years, and he's pretty much seen everything. He has struggled a little last couple weeks, but like you said, it was good for him to come out. He's making threes. I think he was thinking about it too much, and for him to get an inside-outside game going, able to shoot the threes, being able to post up, it was we need it. It's the right time. We need it now because we're going really hard here playing Opelika. Hopefully, you know, the weather, if holds up, and then got Russell County, which is extremely tough, and then Benjamin Russell, and we're right back into the loop with Central. So it's this is the time when I need everybody to step up their game and be able to show what we can do.
Speaking of Central, last Friday was the 75-63 loss. You bounced back tonight with the 64-46 win. What did you see from your team tonight that you maybe didn't see in that game on Friday against Central, or maybe something bad that you saw on Friday that you didn't see here tonight?
Well, Central situation on that, you know, with having the injuries that we did, and we got really quick fouls on 4 players, it stopped us from being aggressive. We couldn't be aggressive because we were getting in foul trouble so easily and didn't have a big bench that night. So it's good to see that we had everybody back. We got in some foul trouble again, but we were able to put some people in, and they stepped up, and they gave us great minutes and contributed on the offense and defense end.
Before we let you go, Opelika coming up on Friday. That's going to be on the road. The gym will be packed out. Of course, you've said it. I've been saying it several times. Weather permitting, we'll just kind of have to play it by ear and see how it goes. But if that game happens on schedule, on time, same day and everything, what do you know about Opelika and what that game's going to bring?
Well, they're ranked in the state. I think they won. They're like 18-19-3. They are playing really good basketball. They have a group that's been together for a couple years now, and it's going to be a tough atmosphere. I don't know how they ended up. They were playing Central tonight, and I'm curious as to how that turned out. But they are a really good team, and they're very confident. And so they've been that way this summer when I saw them. So I know it's going to probably be a knockout drag type of game where it's going to probably come down the last minute. I hope not. I hope I can not and be kind of easy. But
I'd love to run away with it, Coach. That'd be okay.
But I know that's not going to happen, so we're just going to have to be smart when we go down there, but continue to be aggressive.
You pick up your first area win on the season, beating Smith Station 64-46. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Go Tigers.
Thank you, and just want to say hello to my wife and children.
That's head coach Chris Brandt joining us from Auburn High School boys basketball. Always appreciate him and his time. Again, Tigers win 64-46. Auburn takes down Smith Station. Auburn moves to 18-6 overall, 1-1 in area play. Smith Station falls to 10-9 overall and 0-2 in area play. And as you've heard us mention several times throughout the broadcast, our conversation there with head coach Chris Brandt, our conversations with both players Daley Alsobrook and Cash Reeve, and head coach Courtney Pritchett, weather permitting. All right, weather permitting, both Auburn High girls and boys are on the road at Opelika on Friday. Girls tip off at 5:30, boys tip off at 7. But I'm sure most of you know that around here in the Auburn-Opelika area, all this winter weather moving through, there's possibility of flurries and rain and freezing rain and all sorts of different things. Don't use me as your weatherman. Be sure you're keeping up with everything. Stay safe. But if something does come through Thursday night into Friday, we will try to do our best to keep you updated. Also, be sure you're staying tuned to Auburn High on all their different social medias, and be sure you do that, and we'll keep you updated the best we can. So if nothing happens and the weather's not as bad as they say it's going to be, we'll be on the air Friday at Opelika. Girls start at 5:30, boys start at 7, and then on Saturday we're going to be on the air at Russell County. That will start girls at 3 o'clock and boys will be at 4:30. So next broadcast are going to be on the road here on the Auburn High Sports Network. You can catch all of that on 96.3 WLEE, 963WLEE.com. And the Radio Alabama at Varsity Girls for Auburn High. They get a win tonight over Smith Station, 73-45. And the Varsity Boys beat Smith Station as well, 64-46. We'll be on the air Friday for Opelika at Opelika the Dogs. Another area game for Auburn and Opelika Tigers and Dogs. Doesn't get any better than that. Again, girls will start at 5:30 and the boys will start at 7. Both Tigers victorious tonight. Stay safe with the weather. Again, we'll keep you updated the best we can. Until next time, Tiger fans, I'm Jacob Goins. Stay safe and go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to Auburn High School Basketball.
Presented by
The Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Troy Bank and Trust, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Gooch Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
See the broadcast schedule
at 963WLEE.com.
And follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 WLEE.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.